from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for July 15th. It's Theo. July 15th, Tech Roundup. Five stories, here's number one. Let's get into it. First, from TechCrunch AI. Anthropic's newest ad is creeping people out. Anthropic has consistently attempted to depict itself as the ethical foil to other AI companies. This latest marketing stunt, which leans into criticism of AI as a way to make Anthropic seem aware of the responsibility it carries, would appear to be more of the same. Next. Second, from TechCrunch AI. Apple opens its new Siri AI to everyone with the iOS 27 public beta. If you've been waiting to try Apple's revamped Siri without installing a developer beta, you now can. The company on Tuesday released the iOS 27 public beta, giving iPhone owners early access to its AI-powered assistant and other new features before the software's official launch this fall. Up next. Third, from TechCrunch, AI, OpenAI's. First hardware device is reportedly a screenless speaker that can move. I've been digging into this OpenAI thing, and I found something that caught my attention. Apparently, their first hardware device is a screenless speaker that's not just any ordinary speaker. It's got mechanical elements that can move on their own, which is pretty wild. The idea is that it's designed to feel like a companion, like a physical manifestation of their ChatGPT AI. I'm imagining it as some sort of futuristic animatronic device that interacts with you in a more tactile way. The implications of this are interesting. It could be a way for AI to interact with users in a more immersive and engaging way. I'm thinking about how this could change the way we interact with language models, and what kind of experiences we could create with this kind of technology. It's not just a speaker, it's a physical representation of AI that can move and respond to us. I'm also curious about how this device will be used in practice. Will it be a companion for users, like a digital assistant that's always present? Or will it be used in more specific contexts, like education or therapy? There are a lot of possibilities here, and I'm excited to see how this technology develops. One thing that's not clear is how the device will learn and adapt to user behavior. Will it be able to pick up on our habits and preferences and respond accordingly? Or will it be more of a static entity that just provides information? These are the kinds of questions that I think are worth exploring, and I'm looking forward to seeing more about this device in the future. And then, fourth, from AI News, Nokia's AI RAN platform, a radio comeback that runs on NVIDIA. Nokia's AI RAN platform arrived on July 15th with a claim worth examining, that it is the industry's first. The vendor says the platform, built on its AnyRAN software and NVIDIA's Aerial system, will let operators pull far more capacity from the spectrum they already own, and it has framed the launch as one of the most significant shifts in radio architecture in decades. The technical pitch is straightforward. Next. Fifth, from the Decoder. OpenAI's first hardware product is a screenless AI speaker designed to feel alive. OpenAI plans to enter hardware with a portable screenless smart speaker. Equipped with a camera, sensors, and moving mechanical parts, the device is designed as an AI companion that feels alive. But Apple's trade secrets lawsuit involving OpenAI hardware chief Tang Tan could delay its planned 2027 launch. The article OpenAI's first hardware product is a screenless AI speaker designed to feel alive appeared first on The Decoder. Up next, sixth, from The Decoder. Meta employees sue over layoffs they say were driven by discriminatory AI selection systems. Former and current Meta employees are suing the company in a California federal court over AI-driven mass layoffs. Meta allegedly used internal AI systems to generate the layoff lists when it cut 8,000 workers, disproportionately targeting employees with disabilities or on parental leave. The article Meta employees sue over layoffs they say were driven by discriminatory AI selection systems appeared first on The Decoder. And then, seventh, from The Decoder. OpenAI's Codex now encrypts instructions between AI agents, leaving developers blind to internal delegation. Since early June, OpenAI's coding tool, Codex, encrypts the instructions a main agent passes to its sub-agents. Developers can no longer track how tasks get delegated internally. For the larger GPT-5.6 variants, Sol and Terra, the encryption is mandatory. The article OpenAI's Codex now encrypts instructions between AI agents, leaving developers blind to internal delegation, appeared first on The Decoder. Next, 8th, from Towards Data Science. Most RAG hallucinations are retrieval failures. How the retrieval brick decides what the model can invent. Enterprise Document Intelligence, Voler 1-7 Quinquies. Hallucination is usually garbage in. Fix retrieval and the model has nothing left to make up. The post most RAG hallucinations are retrieval failures. How the retrieval brick decides. What the model can invent appeared first on Towards Data Science. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings. Stay curious. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.